This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Tony is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and Tony went on a date with Andy. Mm-hmm. But now Andy isn't calling Tony back.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. A lot of
what
E's here.
What did Tony do?
We'll find out, hopefully. Tony, how long has it been since your date with Andy?
So our date was 2 days ago.
Two?
Okay, so I know it's like not that long ago, but
no,
we
it was
were
2 days
texting
ago.
All the time, which before that, and now I haven't heard like anything, and like I texted him as soon as I got home, and like I didn't even get like a that was a fun
Uh-oh.
Or like any kind of like nothing, and so like he could have died. He could have died on his way home. Like I don't know.
What do you think the reason is that you're not getting a call back from him? What'd you guys do on your date?
He asked me out. He asked me out, so that's, I feel like, important, and it felt really nice, because if I'm being 100% honest, like, I haven't been, asked out in a minute. I was really excited.
Where did you meet him, real quick, sorry?
I met him at the gym.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him working out in the last 2 days either, okay?
Oh,
this
okay.
is very important.
Oh, he's avoiding.
We went to a comedy show near his house, and
okay.
he was like, let's just go, and we can laugh and have fun and we'll see where things go. And I mean, he's really handsome. So I was like, yeah, of course.
That sounds fun.
I have no idea why he's not calling me back though.
Okay. Well, tell us about the date. What was great about it for you? Other than you enjoyed the idea, right? You went to the comedy club.
Right.
Hopefully the comedians were funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And they even kind of like roasted on me a bit, which was kind of fun, but I felt like involved, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, and so, I mean, like, everything was nice, and the only thing that I can think of that was, like, maybe weird is, like, I had a stain on my dress.
A stain from what?
I was wearing a light-colored dress, and Mother Nature said, hi, hello, I've missed you.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and, I'm watching a set, and I'm like, I can feel that something is starting. And so I'm like, okay, I try to run to the bathroom in time, but you don't want to like make a scene, right? So I'm like scurrying off. I don't know how else to explain
it.
Yeah. Like you kind of do a little shuffle.
Yeah. Yep. Hoping nothing comes out.
Oh, man.
Exactly. And you're just like, oh. And I thought, okay, maybe I was there in time, but I wasn't. And then I tried to clean it off in the sink, but I could tell that there was still like a light stain there.
How bad was it?
I mean, it wasn't great. I have washed this dress since. I feel like I need everyone to know that like it's clean. There's no like.
Did he see it at all?
And then I went back to the table and I don't know for sure if he saw, but I think so. And like that's really the only thing I can think of is like maybe he saw that and he was grossed out.
If I were a woman, I wouldn't want to date a dude that'd be grossed out by that.
But
and I know a lot of guys are. It would be embarrassing for sure. But if that's the reason he's not calling you back, you shouldn't feel bad about that. I mean, if he can't handle that,
Then he can't handle any woman.
Then he can't handle the thing. He shouldn't be able to handle the thing that that happens from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you want to do all the fun things to it. Well, you got to accept the bad things that happen.
You want to do the fun things too when it's doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels better. I've heard.
Okay.
Okay. I'm leaving this conversation.
You've heard, huh? Because you're a virgin?
No, I've done Google research.
That's all I can think of. I feel like I really need to know, like, for sure, like, if that was it or what it was.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and find out if Aunt Flo did ruin your date or if it's something else, and see if we can get you another date, okay?
Okay.
We'll get your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Tony is on the phone, and Tony isn't getting a call back from Andy, and she has no idea why. It's only been 2 days, but she really wants to get a hold of him. She really enjoyed the date. She thought it was awesome, and she doesn't know why he's been ghosting her. They met at the gym. Mm-hmm. He asked her out. They went to a comedy club together, mm-hmm. had a great time. The only thing that she thinks happened is the fact that they were at a comedy club and the most unfunny person ever decided to show up, Aunt Flo. And she wasn't prepared for that. So she got like a little stain on her clothes and she thinks that maybe he saw that and was disgusted by it and has never met an adult woman in his life and is not okay with that. And that's the reason he's not calling her back. So we're going to call him up and get him on the phone and see if we can figure out why and see if she can get another date, if she wants another date. All right, Tony, anything else you want to say before we call him?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to dial this phone number right now.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Andy, please?
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is English Evan.
And I'm Christian Grace Snow.
Okay. Can I help you all?
Yeah. Her name is Tony. You went on a date with her just a couple days ago, and you've been ghosting her since your date, and she wants to know why. It's a segment that we do on the show called the First Date Follow-Up. If you go out on a date with someone, they end up ghosting you, you can get us to call them and figure out what happened. And that's why we're on the phone there, Andy.
Yeah, probably because I don't really want to see her again.
Yeah, that's usually why.
That's a reason. Yeah, that's oftentimes that's what that's the like reasoning behind people ghosting. We hear that so much on this show that the reason why I'm not calling her back is that I want to see him again. Is there a particular reason?
Well, because the date that I had with her was probably one of the most embarrassing dates that I've ever been.
Oh, she told us, actually.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she told you? She told you how she wouldn't shut the fuck up during a comedian's comedy set?
What?
No. No, she told us something else. She said that it was her time of the month and it happened while you were at the comedy club. She didn't say anything about not shutting up.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about on that, but I'll tell you what. I went to this show with her and she would just, like, everything. It was like one of those people that talk and yell at the screen in the movie theater.
The hecklers.
Yeah, the heckler. He was trying to get her to calm down.
What is a heckler?
And stop talking. And she just kept engaging him.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Okay, so she kept yelling out stuff at a comedy show, basically.
That is so embarrassing.
The only comedy was even funny at that point was when she left to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Wow.
So she's like completely interrupting the guy's like whole performance.
It's the worst.
Jubal, what is it like when you have a heckler?
It is. I know. See, the thing is, people who scream out and yell out stuff during comedy shows, they think they're helping. They really do. A lot of times they're like, because you'll meet them after and they'll come up to you and they'll be like, hey. And you'll be like, how am I going to be cool with this person right now? Because every fiber of me is so angry at you for yelling out during the show while I'm trying to do an act that I've prepared that is funny. Yeah. I know I got this. I don't need your help, you know? And then they come up and they're like, hey, I'm the guy that was going woo the whole time. Yeah. And the one that you told to shut up 6 times.
Yeah.
Then the crowd loved that. They thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I helped your show. And you're like, you didn't help anything. You just annoyed me the whole time. And
Jubal got so fed up with hecklers. Like, he now goes, you know, somebody's saying something, yelling, a girl's yelling. He's like, shut up.
I love a girl.
He doesn't even care anymore. Shut up.
it's great too, because when they're heckling her, they're also heckling the people they're with, i.e. me being with her and having to deal with that crap.
Right.
Oh, no.
Guilty by association.
Yep.
I mean, the people next to us kept telling her to stop, and she was just instead just talking with them. Like,
oh, no.
Oh,
like, God. Oh, yeah, it's a new person to start engaging with. No, they're telling you to stop talking.
Okay, yeah, she just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was hammered or something, but it really didn't matter because she really didn't seem drunk to me throughout the night.
That makes the heckling worse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just her personality. Then.
Having to deal with that right. type of person.
But she's just obnoxious. Got it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I understand.
Makes me not want to go to like a movie with her. I mean, what is she going to do in that thing?
Probably just keep talking. The movie can't tell her to shut up. I mean, the people around you can. But who's going to listen if you like to shout out during shows and things you shouldn't? Well, I will let you know this, that she might be having a hard time not saying anything right now because she's been very patient, but she is actually on the phone listening.
Yeah, she has.
And wants to talk to you.
I have just tried to say something a few times, but you guys just kept talking over me.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Are you laughing or crying right now?
Oh, you know.
Oh, Jesus. She's making it about herself, too.
So you didn't have a good time?
Are you crying? Like, are you crying?
Are these
No.
You're doing coke?
No.
You're sniffing.
So
that pollen, man.
All right.
No, I did not have a good time. I did not.
I thought that the guy was joking with me because, like, he's a comedian. That's what they do.
They don't like hecklers, though.
I mean, honestly, at one point, he even said, "Are you a f-ing idiot?" in the crowd. How did you think
I thought he was just being funny. I didn't think that he, like, meant it. Like, I thought it was just, like, funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Use your intuition, girl.
Yeah, there's nothing really funny about that.
So have you is this your first comedy show you've ever been to?
It was.
That happens. Mm-hmm. When people haven't been to a comedy show before, for some reason, they feel like it's an interactive experience.
Sweet.
And it really isn't supposed to be.
Was anybody else doing it?
No. Yeah. No, yeah. So, yeah, that's a very good point. It's like you look around, you see nobody else doing it. Yeah. That usually means like, hey, you know, this is not, you're like not the time to be a part of the show. Kind of like, it's like if you went to a play, right? Mm. And if somebody was giving a line, like if you went to Shakespeare and then they were like,
but Shakespeare's not funny.
Well, but yeah, that's a good point.
Just kind of did it.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. But if an actor was up there and he was like, "To be," and then you went, "Or not to be," I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, that wouldn't go well. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but Shakespeare's not funny. So it's like, you wouldn't be trying to get anybody to laugh. So, like, I don't understand.
I don't think she's getting it.
Okay.
Not to be.
Don't make it not to be yet. Don't make it not to be yet. Andy, would you like to go on another date with Tony? We'll pay for it.
Well, that's not to be.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.